It's hot and humid, but even rains from the monsoon are not enough to keep these people at home. In the heart of Myanmar's commercial hub, Yangon, dozens line up for a chance to receive basic goods donated and subsidized by a local monastery.
Everyone is in trouble as people don't have enough food. Some people are families of patients from hospital. Some are poor people. Some are jobless. They all are queuing here to get food.
Myanmar's economy tanked after a military coup last year. It has been further rattled by the government's attempts to seize foreign exchange and eradicate rules for businesses and imports.
If we cook at home, there's no electricity. Rice is expensive to buy, and cooking costs are too high for someone who's retired. So I'm here to cover my expenses, but I also donate some fruit back to the monastery.
Even the war in Ukraine has had an impact here, pushing up the price of gas, oil, and grain.
People can't spend much of their income on food because of higher commodity prices. If only one person is working, the family won't have much money left for food.
This week, the military government said it agreed to purchase fuel from Russia to help stabilize costs, but gave no details on when or how this would begin. Until then, many will have to rely on charity to make ends meet. Leah Harding, Al Jazeera.